Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Ryan. We just had Vanessa Brown on air and she played us some wicked tunes, and I got to live up to that. And I will try my best to do so once I kind of figure out what I'm trying to do with my life right now. Welcome to Sounds of the City Radio, a show dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts. So big, small, international, local, heavy metal, reggae, whatever. I promote upcoming live concerts. So, you know, there's like 200 bands that come to town every week, and you can get confused about what to see next and what not to see. So in a little bit of time in advance, I try to give it selection of all the variety of different musicians that are out there that are coming to town, and you can make your own choice about which ones you want to go to. And also, that said, I also do give out free pairs of tickets on my show pretty much every week. Last week we gave it out to Baracus Home System. Next week we're going to give it out to Michael Montano. This week maybe we might give out a ticket, maybe not. Tune in. Well, keep listening and enjoy the rest of the show. To start things out with, I got some great music coming up for you guys in the next few months in Vancouver. Right now it's August, so it's mainly festival season, and everyone's out at all them different festivals, which I highly recommend you check out some when you can. But September 20th, we got Dispatch is coming to town, and they're going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom, and I got a sign queued up for you guys. It's called Here We Go. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio. P.S. It's a live version from their Madison Square Garden show at 2007.
But don't before single round push shot words spread from hand to hand to sell that they wanna take it out.
And you're listening to Dispatch, and the next song we have planned for you is What You Wanna Be.
See?
are back with Sounds of the City Radio. You were listening to a song called What You Wanna Be by Dispatch. Prior to that, we had Here We Go by them. This was a recording of a live concert they did in Madison Square Park in New York in 2007. Make sure you check out Dispatch. They're playing at the Commodore Ballroom on September the 20th. Well, enough said. You gotta go see them, right? Right? Of course you're right. Of course I'm right. Anyhow, not always, right? Most of the time. When it comes to music that I like, I think I'm right. At least I think I'm right. I hope you think I'm right, because if you think I'm right, then we're all right, and then we can all have a good time, right? Carrying on with the rest of the show, Gauthier is coming to town, and he's going to be playing at Deer Lake Park on August 31st. And I got the song lined up for you guys right now, the song that I want to play. No, it's not someone that I used to know. It's another one. However, I got this little tingle in my heart that I just got to let it out. I'm really excited about today's show, because I got a very special guest with me today. Later on in the show, in about like 15 to 20 more minutes, we're going to have Roy from John and Roy call in. And we're going to have a little friendly chat together on air. And if you guys want to call in as well, feel free to do so. It's 604-822-2487. But he's not here yet, and we're not talking yet, but we will be talking soon. Back to Gauthier. The song that I want to play for you guys on my show, Sounds of the City Radio, is called Smoke and Mirrors. I just figured everyone plays someone that I used to know, and it's kind of, yeah, it's just cliche now. So listen to this one. It's called Smoke and Mirrors. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And so you gladly sell yourself to others.
was Gotye with Smoke and Mirrors. Once again, they're going to be coming to town on August 31st, less than a month from now, and they're going to be playing at Deer Lake Park. Buy your tickets ASAP before they sell out. Continuing with the rest of my show, I got another band that I would like to introduce to you guys. They are called the Bright Light Social Hour. What do they sound like? They're pretty crazy, wild, hilarious, hilariously fun, rocky, groovy. I'll play you a tune in a little bit, but I actually just wanted to share something with you about this band. A couple of weeks ago, they're doing the North American tour right now, all across North America, and they're going to be coming to Vancouver on September 16th, and they'll be playing a show at the Media Club. Now, these guys, they're still up and coming. They're getting there, and so, you know, the whole sleeping at a 5-star hotel isn't really in their budget right now, so they all sleep in their van and carry everything in their van. And so one night during their tour a couple weeks ago, their van got broken into, and all their instruments, all their electronics, everything they own, all their laptops were stolen by a random asshole. Mr. Asshole, I hate you, but a good thing came out of the whole process, because these guys, now they have like 5,000-6,000 fans on Facebook. They went onto their fan site and they put out a plea saying that, hey, this is what has happened to us. We're opening up this account. If you guys, whoever can donate a dollar, would help us gain our instruments back. And what happened was, within 1 week, they had to make another announcement saying, please stop paying us our money, paying us more money, because we actually reached the $10,000 the exact $10,000 that we needed to buy every single instrument that we had back. And so they pretty much lost nothing at the end, but they gained a whole, I don't know, world of inspiration, in my opinion. And they if you go on their website or their Facebook page, they have pictures of they going across town through Craigslist. They bought their instruments again from random people, either for first-hand or second-hand, and they just took pictures of them, and they're slowly posting it on their wall again as each instrument comes, the band comes back together. So, I don't know, it was quite inspirational to hear that such cool things can happen, and it's really, really inspirational to hear that people support live music, and if you're an artist out there, and if you're good, and if you put all your heart into it, people will support you. So never ever give up. That's my opinion, and that's their opinion as well. Now, Bright Light Social Hour, I'll play you a song. This one's called Shanty, and make sure you check them out on September the 16th at the Media Club.
Don't battle, brother, just to get on down. You know we gotta
And that was Bright Light Social Hour with the song Shanty. Once again, they're going to be coming to town on September the 16th. In about 5 minutes time, I'm happy to have Roy from John Roy with us in studio right now. But first, I want to play you a song from their latest album. It's called Let It Go. And this from the album called Let It Go. And the song's called Let It Go. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio. Song that you just heard was from John and Roy, and if my technicalities have been going right, I should have Roy on air with me right now. Roy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I am good, dude. I know you are jumping on the ferry to come and get ready to play for your show here tomorrow, so I won't take up too much of your time, but thanks to you so much for calling in. Roy, John and Roy, you guys are playing a show tomorrow at Concerts in the Square in North Vancouver, and you guys have played in Vancouver many, many times before. Give us a brief about what our listeners are going to expect from you guys tomorrow.
I think we'll play a set that has, you know, tracks from all four of the albums. We'll definitely be showcasing some songs from the new one. We'll be playing a outdoor kind of friendly set, so hopefully there'll be some people dancing.
Like always.
And it should be really great.
How do you guys...
The weather's supposed to be beautiful.
Hopefully. Well, not to jinx it, you never know in Vancouver, but so far it's looking gorgeous. I have a question.
That's true.
How do you... as a musician who, like, you know, music from your early albums, the albums that got you, that turned you guys into John and Roy, like, when you play over a time, do you find it gets repetitive for you guys, or do you spice it up every single time you play? Like, how much does improv affect your live performances?
I think the more recent material is definitely a lot more room for improv, but because we have so many songs on throughout all the albums, we kind of just keep rotating stuff, so we try not to get too bored of playing any songs. If we do get bored, we always just add something new into it, add a new section, or change something around. We just try and keep things dynamic, I guess, so that we don't get bored of playing our own songs, because that would definitely be a shame.
Have you ever started performing entirely based on improvisation, or do you always plan it out as a group?
For John and Roy performances, we definitely write a set list, or at least have an idea of the songs that we're going to play. And but as from, like, you mean just like improvised songs on the fly? I would say we do that more in the practice space or at a house party if we've got some instruments in front of us.
Well, you guys sound fantastic live, so if you ever give out recordings of your rehearsal jams, please send it along my way. I would definitely like to hear them. So
you should just come and check out a rehearsal one time.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. Yes, I have proof on radio. You promised me, okay? You can't deny me by the door anymore. I got proof on radio.
Right.
I can come. Awesome.
No problem.
So you're John and Roy, but every time I've seen you guys play, you've been more than just John and Roy. There's a few more. At least there's a third more person. How did John and Roy come to be? Like, when did you meet John?
We met at university at early 2000s, like 2002, and it basically all just sprouted out of the fact that we were playing, just the two of us, at open mics, and we started playing shows at some smaller venues and around the campus. And it was, I don't know, for the first couple of years, it was just John and Roy, and then we had a soloist who we would bring out who was pretty regular, so we would just, like, say John and Roy with Dougal. And then, like, 3, 4, 5 years later, we added a bass player full-time. And at that point, it was kind of too late to change the name, and you can't call your band John and Roy and Ryan,
yeah,
or and Lou, so it just stuck.
So will John and Roy remain, or the band name will never change?
I won't say never, but I there's no plans to change it right now. I mean, I think we're going to keep with it for now.
You've been playing music around Vancouver, BC, and around the world for quite a number of years now. How do you find the difference between live? How do you see, like, crowds' reactions differ from, like, BC? How is the BC music scene differ from the rest of the world? Like, I get a lot of complaints saying that people don't support live shows here, or, like, all the venues are empty here. And, like, if you go to, like, New York, everywhere is packed all the time. Tuesday night, it's packed. And it's like, do you think people support live music in BC?
Well, yeah. I mean, from our experience, we've had kind of like the best support that we have is in BC. I mean, with Vancouver, Victoria, and Whistler, and Squamish, and Kelowna, all kinds of places like that have been really good and supportive to us. So I haven't really found that out, but I don't know. I don't really know where that's coming from. But then again, I haven't really traveled around the world, and we're not really well known enough that would be an issue.
You're well known enough to be doing a North American tour right now. You're going to be playing in Ottawa next, and then you're going to America, Philadelphia, right?
That's going to be our first time playing in the States, so it's going to be really awesome.
I look forward to hearing your feedback back from that. Roy, as a musician, you've been playing for a while. I'm curious to know, were you always a musician, or was there a particular moment in your life when you're like, this is it, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life? Or did everything just happen, and then next thing you know, you're a musician?
I definitely enjoy playing music, but I never made, like, a decision that music was all that I was going to do. I mean, I'm still pursuing other things in my life, and I don't know if I'm going to be playing drums for the rest of my life.
Oh my God, John Roy's breaking up?
As like, my sole career, that's for sure.
John Roy's breaking up? Don't tell me. No.
No. Just things like, I don't know, I don't like to plan things for and say that I'll be doing something forever.
Okay, that's true.
But I'm definitely enjoying doing it right now.
Okay, because for 1 second I kind of freaked out. I thought you guys were breaking up. I was like, well, don't break that on air. Wow.
No.
Okay, good. Just double checking. You guys have how would you describe your music?
We've tried a number of times to describe it. Well, we'd rather let people who listen to it describe it.
Okay, so I just call it dancey, happy, good times, feel good type music. Is that good?
There you go.
Mike, last question is, will you ever, will John and Roy ever play heavy metal music?
Will John and Roy ever play heavy metal music?
Will you have like a heavy metal band?
Like I said earlier, I won't say no, but it's highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely. I don't know. Just curiosity killed the cat. I was just curious to know. Roy, thank you so much for calling in. It was a true pleasure to talk to you. I want to play you, my audiences, another song from Let It Go. What song would you like me to play from that album?
That's a tough question.
What's the one that was like, ooh, that's a good one? And like, you have a little story to tell with it.
Somebody Knows. I really like the way that Somebody Knows recorded, just because it seems like a pretty evolved song. There's like three different parts, and my sister's boyfriend made a really cool music video for it that we're going to be releasing soon. So,
There you go. Well,
there you go.
Here is Somebody Knows by John and Roy off their latest album, Let It Be. John, Roy, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope to check you out tomorrow night at your show at Concerts at the Square. And remember, I can come to one of the rehearsals sometime, right?
Yep.
Awesome, man. Have a good one. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Winnie Cooper presents the Thursday Concert Series at 560. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. It currently houses four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will showcase some of the biggest local and international acts to hit town. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And welcome back with Sounds of the City Radio. You're with your host, Ryan. We got approximately 10 more minutes left to the rest of the show, and I got one or two more bands to showcase for you guys. We just had Roy from John Roy on air with us, and he's jumping on a ferry right now in 10 minutes, and then he's going to be coming to Vancouver because he's playing a free show with John Roy tomorrow night at in Concerts in the Square next on the east side of the Longsdale Quay in North Vancouver. It's a free show, so go definitely do check them out. They also have a free show tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, back in Victoria, but that's Victoria. Go listen to Sounds of the City Victoria for more information about that, wherever you might find that. Getting on with the rest of my show, a little bit further ahead, I just really, 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 really like this musician. Beautiful voice. Nika is she's coming to town on October 28th. Last time she was here, it was a few months ago, and she had a sold out show at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is awesome. Now she's upgraded to the Rio Theater, and she's going to be playing a show on October 28th there. And it's Nika with guests. We don't know who the guests, special guests are yet, but I want to play you this one. This one is one of my favorite tunes. It's called "The Soul Is Heavy." You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio.
Rick Spencer, the state of madness is where I find myself. Freedom is helpless, 'cause I'm captured within myself. It's all in my mind. But that your presence don't count. This is a lie. Please stay. Please stay. Please stay. Please stay. Please. I can't tell. Approach the silence I've given, and so I'm empty. Can't keep the tears from my eyes. Please stay.
mess inside of me. Because I felt for you, you left me. This world I love and I hate so much. This life of which I've lost and I've gained as such. The music, the fame, the evil, the shame. The changes, the results, the aggression, the insults. Still I wait, I try to exercise the patience. And get too late, I cry for you to see my conscience. Who'll be there when you left me, Lord? I believe in your words, cause they're my first and my last. Say it to try and say it to test. I need to understand to overcome the rest. Got so many rivers to cross, so many things to see. So much pain to be this misery. Poor Lord, poor Savior. Let me drown in your love, world, world.
That was Stay from the album Soul is Heavy. My bad, I said the name of the song was called Soul is Heavy. The album's name is Soul is Heavy. The song we just heard was called Stay. The next song is called Soul is Heavy now.
Niger, in the loud and rowdy of my world, there's a secret place where I find myself. Can I find you, Biafra? The noise of horns of thirsty Nigerians, of hustlers, of mothers, confront me as I walk past Lagos. In prayer, contemplation, like a ghost, I feel the sorrow of a many. Still, I don't know how much pain it takes, Niger. I walk the island, I walk the mainland. I see diversity, I smell capacity, but still we suffer. Why? Generators with me from myself, pity no time to waste. Like Okada, reality hits Niger. For too long, we've surrendered to the ignorance of our self-defense. In you, we are filled America. How far must we walk in calamity, in suppression? How long would it take for you to love Niger? As I sit here, I want to live, but there's so many plans for you, still I can't deliver. My respect for you is in depth, my feral death for you might kill me, falling Lucifer. Merci wahala, as we embrace you, we change you, stay selfish, fundamental, like Africa. We still survive, we still rise, for the world needs us to be America. This soul is heavy, the little you are left for me, I charge you functioning your madness. Be your madness.
Yeah.
the song you just heard was Soul is Heavy from this this self-titled album. And prior to that, we had Stay. That was Nika. If you want to type that out, it's N-N-E-K-A. So double N-E-K-A. And she's going to be playing at the Rio Theater on October 28th. A little bit farther away, but the last show that they had, she had at the Biltmore was sold out. So I highly recommend you make sure you grab your tickets before this show becomes sold out. I approximately got like 2 or maybe even 3 minutes left on my time. That's not much time, but I'll just play one more song before we carry on to Stereo Blues with Dorothy. Mattis Yahoo, who's recently shaved his beard and looks like a very pretty boy as opposed to the Israeli, I don't know, Mattis Yahoo, he looked different with the beard and now he doesn't have a beard. He looks like a pretty boy and people are criticizing him for that, saying that you're a sellout. But, and then he's saying that, why do you care what I look like? Just listen to my music and blah, 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 blah. He's going to playing a show. He'll be playing a show September 24th at the Vogue Theater here in Vancouver. An incredible beatboxer, an incredible lyricist. I highly recommend checking out that show, obviously. His latest album, Spark Seeker, which just came out a few months ago, my opinion, just personal my opinion, is a little bit cheesy. Then again, but at the same time, his previous albums, Youth and Light, were just fantastic, man. Fantastic. So he still has 2 against 1 in my books. And though this song that I'm going to play for you right now is from his latest album, it's called Sunshine. He wrote it for his son. But I will leave you with this and then we'll be back with Stereo Blues. Thank you so much for tuning into Sounds of the City Radio this week. For your list of upcoming concerts, tune in next Friday at 10 a.m. for a list of more upcoming concerts and a pair of ticket giveaways. Next week, I'll be giving out a pair of tickets to the Macchial Montana show on August 18th at the Commodore Ballroom. Tickets are $50 each, so you call in and get $100 value. What more could you want from us volunteer radio DJs? But until then, peace out, tata, have a good one, and remember, stay safe. This one's called Sunshine by Mattis Yahoo. It's an acoustic version.
To the first rays of dawn, keeping it on till the sun moon's on, keeping till the nighttime rolls along. All along, I keep singing my song. I said, these ways are supposed to ways. Sometimes I get so phased, but just know that I'll always stay. Cause you're my light through the haze. It's time for a champion, soothe the soul of the land. Mend the heart from the sea and the sand till the sun comes up again. It's time for a champion, soothe the soul of the land. Mend the heart from the sea and the sand till the sun comes up again. Reach for the sky, keep your eye on the prize. Forever by my side, you're my golden sunshine. If it's raining in your mind, so push those clouds aside. Forever by my side, you're my golden sun. Sunset, I let myself down, found the ground beneath my heart gone. No more words with it to speak. On that day my song was born. Never meant to leave you all alone. Said I'd be a shelter from the storm. Now your clothes have all been torn. Kingdom sacked, attacked and dethroned. It's time for a champion, soothe the soul of the land. Mend the heart from the sea and the sand till the sun comes up again. It's time for a champion, soothe the soul of the land. Mend the heart from the sea and the sand till the sun comes up again. Reach for the sky, keep your eye on the prize. Forever by my side.